She was my mom's family moved here from Oklahoma in 1944. My aunt was 11 years old at the time. They settled here in Visalia. She graduated from Visalia Union High School in 1951. And while she was in high school, her sophomore year, she and some other schoolmates got together and formed an all-girl Western band called the Melody Ranch Girls. And now that name came from a gentleman named Noble Fosberg in Hanford, who more or less sponsored the band. And they played local venues, you know, picnics and celebrations and things. And even for a period of about a year and a half or two, every weekend they would play. There was a military base over in San Luis Obispo at the time. I can't remember. I think it was called Camp Roberts. And they would play the military base on Friday nights. They would come back home, and then they'd go back on Saturday, and they had a radio show that they played on a local radio station there in San Luis Obispo. And they then on Sundays, they would play at the, I think it was called the Pavilion in Oceano. And every weekend, they did that for a couple years or so. And then in 1952, Hank Thompson, who was a huge, huge star at that time, heard her. He was playing at Noble's Melody Ranch in Hanford. And the group was playing there that night, too. And he heard my aunt sing and brought her to the attention of Capitol Records producer Ken Nelson. And so at first, Ken Nelson didn't want to do anything with it because he said back then, he said, women just won't sell. There's no place for women in country music. And Hank Thompson kept after him until finally he persuaded my aunt to send a dub recording to Ken Nelson at Capitol Records. And when he heard her, he came then to Visalia to listen to her sing with the Melody Ranch Girls and decided maybe there was something to this. So he signed her to a six-month contract with Capitol Records. And her first two recordings failed to do anything. They didn't chart. But the third recording, which I think was recorded around April of 1953, was a Dear John letter with Ferlin Husky. I think it was in June when it hit the charts, finally.
Right. And hit the charts it did. We are talking to Jerry Franks, nephew of the legendary Jean Shepherd. She was only 19 years old when she became the youngest artist to that point to have a number one country single. She kept that record for 20 years when 14-year-old Tanya Tucker topped the country charts with What's Your Mama's Name. So in honor of Jean Shepherd and her great contribution to country music, I think we should play her first hit, Dear John Letter with Ferlin Husky.
That sounds great.
This is for Jean Shepherd and, of course, her family who lives here in the Visalia area. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you all. And our K-Jug Classic Cut of the Day today is Dear John Letter, Jean Shepherd, and Ferlin Husky on 106.7 K-Jug Country.
I was overseas in battle when the postman come to me, and he handed me a letter. I was as happy as I could be, for the fighting was all over and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter and it started, Dear John. Will you please send back my picture? My husband wants it now. when I tell you who I'm wedding. You won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother, Don. Will you wish us happiness forever, dear John?